93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you have to break bad news, Krista and I are experts at it. It's always good to do, you know, to break the bad news in a public space. That way, you know, people can't make a big scene.
That's how it is, honey.
Yeah, it kind of makes it easier on yourself. Yeah. That's why we started doing Breaking Bad News, and that's why we're on this morning with Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing, man? Well, you're on a segment called Breaking Bad News, so I know it's not great right now, but what's going on in your world, Dave?
I mean, it's bad news, but not for me, I guess. I'm like a semester away from finishing school, and I actually got this great opportunity to work on this chairlift in Breckenridge and do some possible ski instructing and just kind of, you know. So I'm thinking about we're planning on going to Colorado for the winter to work the lifts and do a little skiing.
Really? So yes. You got an opportunity to head out to Colorado, Breckenridge, big resort town, and do a lot of skiing. But you have a chance to finish at UW, is that right?
Yeah. But I mean, there's time for that. I can do that later. You know, like when I, you know, I'm done skiing, or you know, there's plenty of time.
Out of curiosity, Dave, does your dad pay for your education here at UW?
Yeah, of course.
Of course he does.
Okay. So this is where the breaking bad news is going to be, because obviously I'm a dad. Luckily, my kids aren't in college yet. But I could imagine being a father, having my son tell me that he's going to go out to Colorado over the winter to ski a little bit instead of go to school, probably wouldn't go over well with
me. Not really. No.
Is your dad a lot different than I am? Is he kind of a chill guy, or what's going on there?
He's chill, but like, you know, he has a temper. Like once I lied to him in high school and he made me write, like a 10,000 word essay on the importance of truth in society.
That's so, like, hilarious.
He come down pretty hard. It's 20 pages.
Did you learn your lesson?
No,
I didn't think so.
No, of course. But his hand hurt from writing.
I bet. Yeah.
And here we are going to tell him that you're not going to school. So how do you think that's going to go over, Davey?
He's going to hit you.
Well, I think it's important. You know, he's always encouraged me to, like, follow my passion and stuff. And you know, skiing is something. I think I might have a chance of going pro. So, I don't know. I want to, you know, figure this out.
Sure. No, listen, I love it. I mean, I'm definitely not trying to talk you out of it, because I think it's going to be radio gold. Right. All right. Well, here's what we do on Breaking Bad News. We're going to mute our phone lines. And so your dad is not going to be able to hear us in the background. You will be able to hear him, and he will hear you, but he won't hear us. We're going to dial the phone. It's just going to be you and your dad at first. And then if we think you need help near the middle or end of the phone call, we'll break in and try to help you out. But at first, we'll just see how it goes, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to dial. We're going to get your dad on the phone and make this happen on Breaking Bad News.
Hey, Dave. What's up?
Hey, Dad. How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Real good.
What you calling up for this morning?
I don't need any more money. It's not why I'm calling, if that's what you were going
to
say.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Well, I wanted to tell you about this opportunity I got to go work. I got a job, actually. I got a job.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Huh? Always happy about
that. I'm going to be working a ski lift in Breckenridge and starts in about a week, actually. It's going to go through the winter, through Christmas. And after that, I'm not sure, but definitely for the next, like,
Say that again.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I got a job. I got a great opportunity to work this
ski lift next week in Breckenridge.
Yeah, and
Excuse me, son. What about school? You've got one more semester left to go before you graduate.
Right. So I was going to tell you about that.
You're going to tell me about that. What are you talking about? Later. You're not dropping out of school. Go ski.
Oh boy! Dang, well, that's pissed.
I actually already have. So that's kind of not.
Excuse me, you already have?
Oh my!
Really easy to
do. Are you
f-ing
kidding me?
Go and say, you just go to the bursar or whatever that office is called, and you're like, hey, I'm gonna drop out. And so anyway, but I'm gonna drive out.
I have worked my ass off to put you through school, and you are gonna go back there and turn down this job, and you're gonna keep your ass in school and finish and get your degree.
Mm. I don't know if that's going to be a possibility now, Dad.
What do you mean you don't know? It's the only possibility that exists in your life right now.
Listen, listen, I really...
No, you listen to me. All you're going to do is go out to Colorado. I know why you want to go there. You want to go out there because you can smoke marijuana legally.
Yes! There it is!
And I'm sorry.
Well, you, Dad, there's a lot
of... I'm so angry right now. I could strangle you if you were right here in front of me. I can't believe you're even thinking of doing this. You're going to keep your ass in school, and you're going to finish and get your degree. And then after that, go do whatever the hell you want. But you're not going to drop out of school to go smoke pot in Colorado.
He's got a good point.
All right. I hear you.
I hear you.
I hear what you're saying.
That's right. You hear me.
I think we need to agree to disagree on this one.
No. There's no disagreeing here. On this.
You know I could go
I'm
pro.
The voice
you
of the... I'm the guy who's been paying for all this
Well, that's where I was called. Maybe use the money that you were going to use second semester and send it to me for Breckenridge.
Oh, my God.
Have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind? What really? What are you? What drugs are you on? What's happening to your brain?
He's already on it.
Marijuana is not a drug.
It's, marijuana.
It's grown from the earth.
That's my favorite
there
argument.
There it goes. Yeah.
You know, I always thought you were semi-intelligent, but now you're sounding to me like you're a stupid ass.
That's the worst thing you could ever
I'm
say.
I'm so
to your
upset
son.
And angry
That's
right now. I really
He's
I can't believe
cry.
It.
Dad. He's crying.
Jesus. That's awful.
We're going to break it. Hi, good morning. Look, is this Joseph?
Who the hell are you?
Sorry, Joseph. This is actually Marco and Krista. We're actually live on a radio station in Madison, Wisconsin right now with you and your son on a segment called Breaking Bad News, where he just broke the bad news to you that he wants to move to Breckenridge.
Oh, this is a joke?
No, this is definitely not. No. It's definitely not a joke.
It better be a joke.
is he? Can you get him on the phone? Is he still? Hello, are you still there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm here. What's
okay,
up?
Dave's still here.
It's not happy.
So we're trying to help out here because you want to obviously do something. Your dad is obviously, you know, you both have points here, and we're trying to all mediate together, Joseph. So, but you're pretty sure you don't want Dave to drop out of school.
There's no mediation here. This is not a negotiation. Yeah. He is keeping his ass in school and finishing and getting his degree. I have worked my ass off my whole life. I didn't get to go to college, and I worked hard so my son could and have opportunities, and he's not going to waste it going to Colorado to get stoned.
Oh, God, now his dad's crying.
I don't know. Everyone's crying. Okay.
Everyone's crying.
Maybe we'll just step back. And Dave, you can see where your dad's coming from, right?
Yeah, but I'm still going to Colorado.
Oh, God. Okay. Wrong
the
thing to say.
You are. You're not going to Colorado. Okay.
I have a feeling we're not going to solve this on the radio.
Now it's funny.
Okay. All right, we're going to take the rest of this call.
What are you laughing at? This isn't funny.
Yeah, Marco.
Oh, you're the one laughing.